Hey, this is Chris from the In the Pattern Podcast, and we are at Oshkosh 2014 Camp Bacon, and this is Thursday evening. We just finalized our first night here as a whole team. I've got the whole guys here. We've got John to my left.
Hey, John. Hey, how's it going?
And we got the infamous Mark Lacoste. He actually made it. Mark.
I did make it. Hey, guys.
And then we've got Brad finishing up.
Howdy ho.
This is amazing. We finally made it here all together, and Brad and Mark got to fly in from Minneapolis, which is awesome. I took the human mailing tube from Phoenix, and John's been here all week because that's how John gets it done. You know, he's got other duties.
But he's been quick casting the whole time to make up for it.
Sort of. No, that's not right. Anyways, it's been a little bit soupy here. John, how's it been since before we showed up?
You know, Sunday we thought it was going to be the one bad day. It was going to be the only day it was going to rain and be nasty. And this day people probably would have seen the funnel cloud pictures on Twitter. Then every day since then there's been at least one shower, I think, every day. And it's just kept coming and coming, and it just never seems to end. So it has been a slightly wet Oshkosh this year. Not quite Sloshkosh, because that was like a significant amount of rain beforehand. But it's just windy, rainy, and thunderstormy. And I don't know, have they gotten a full air show in this year without some sort of delay or something? So it's been interesting.
Yeah, it seems to have either started a little bit late or finished a little bit late, whatever the case may be. But yeah, it's been a little bit rainy here. How was your guys' flight in as far as weather goes?
The flight in was very easy. We had high pressure the entire time and just a lot of haze. The visibility wasn't so great, but it wasn't nearly as bad as the 3 miles that the briefer was forecasting for us. We came in and rolled out on the orange dot at right about 9 o'clock, and started our taxiing around the field towards parking. Luckily, there was still parking for us. And then we had to bring everything to a big stop.
What happened then?
Well, so Michael Goulian flew over the runway right past us at about 50 feet at a 45-degree angle with the smoke on. And as he was doing that with a chase plane filming him, we're looking at that and going, wow, that's not something that you usually see it on the runway when you're taxiing along. And Aiden was sitting in the back, and he said, oh, look, black smoke. And we're like, what do you mean? It's white smoke. And he said, no, it's black smoke. And we look, and there's a big plume of black smoke, and there had been an accident that resulted in closing the field and us having to shut down and hang out on the grass taxiway for quite a while. Mm. But eventually we were able to proceed and make it all the way there. And John was kind enough to come up and pick us up once we were able to find each other at the north end of the North 40.
That'd be a heck of a walk from that distance carrying luggage.
Yeah, you got that right. It wouldn't have happened. We'd have camped there.
So, Mark, what'd you think about that ride in and all the traffic in the area and being his second set of eyes?
You know, it was actually very quiet all the way in until we hit we got up on the Ripon town of Ripon, and then we started seeing planes stacking up, and it was quite interesting. It was Brad and I talked about it after the fact, and we were glad that we both, you know, had sets of eyes in there, and we were keeping you know, an eye on what was going on. We only had to do one 360 just for our own comfort level and for spacing. Did that right outside of Ripon, popped right back into the line, and you know, it was really kind of cool, you know, being the first time coming into Oshkosh to actually get to do the Fisk approach. And
yeah,
you know,
I'm jealous.
You get the call, okay, you know, low wing with the blue tail, wag your wings. And so we did that, and you know, you hear the whole conga line going on, and they were sending two planes ahead of us one way, and then we would come in, and then it was really exciting. It was a great way to start my inaugural trip to Oshkosh.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have to do two 360s.
You know, that's one of the things we talked about. It was everything timing-wise for us that morning was perfect. You know, had we had to do a second 360, we wouldn't have made it because they would have, you know, they would have had the field closed. There was actually a plane on final, and we heard the tower call and said, wave off, you got to go somewhere else, the field's not closed. They wouldn't even let that one plane come down. Mm. So it was
I guess they had sent them off onto
Fond du Lac,
yeah, that's right.
They went to Fond du Lac.
Yeah, well, you guys just made it in just the nick of time. And we pretty much at that point just kind of came back here and kind of hung out for a while and talked. And, like, you guys had got to go to the show for a little bit. You guys hung out and went in there for an hour or so, right?
Yeah, we went in. We needed to get some food. Brad's son, Aiden, it was a super champ, and he put up with a lot of us trying to get the tents up and everything. And finally, we're looking at each other going, you know what, I think he's right. We need to go get some food. So we ended up going into the grounds and walked around a bit and got something to eat and, you know, started to kind of check out what was on the immediate part of the grounds. Yeah, we already saw some pretty cool stuff right then.
Awesome. Hey, John, before we got here, did you see anything interesting?
The inside of Harvey.
The inside of Harvey, yeah.
What's Harvey? For people don't know, Harvey is?
Harvey the RV. That's the Mike Ladd's RV that we use to edit. And this year I got to see a little more of the show than usual. I've been out shooting a lot of video for Air Show and kind of walking around a little bit. I mean, I think the first day the only thing I saw was Hangar D, but after that I've actually been out a few times. I got to see the Honda jet a couple times, actually climb around that, climb inside it.
Awesome.
I sat in the cockpit. It's relatively small. It kind of almost feels like you're in a 172 if you had another guy next to you. I mean, it's kind of cozy in there.
That kind of sounds disappointing if I'm a jet owner, by the way.
It's not quite that small, but it does feel a little, but it's really nice inside. And for, you know, for the cost and everything, and this one that they brought is the first, the serial number number one off the line. So it's the
one they're gonna deliver, right?
Yeah, it's the first production Honda jet. So they've got that. Icon has their first serial number as well here this year. There's an MVP Aero, which is a kind of like the Icon, except it, you can like throw a fishing seat off the front or something. And
The whole front end actually retracts back, and it exposes a deck that you can then plug a bass boat chair into, and you turn your airplane into a bass boat.
And you've got a hammock on the back. The hammock on the back is what really makes it.
That was a cool thing. There's actually a couple of lockouts that you right under the Rotax engine. You put these what look like eye bolts in there, and they prevent the engine from turning. And then the other end of the hammock goes right up on the vertical, and it's cool. They had a mannequin girl laying in there, and it was you walk right in. That's not something you expect to see hanging off of an airplane, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a neat little airplane. I think this is the mock-up that they have here this year, not the actual airplane, but they've been flying a three-quarter model, I think, of that, or something. I don't know. They've been flying something to test it, but there was...
Like an RC version of it, or are you saying like...
No, it was just scaled down. It wasn't full size. It was more of a... Yeah,
it's kind of not that big to start with, you know?
I don't know. That's...
It's pretty much a copy of the Icon. And then they've decided to add all these other features onto it and still think they're going to make LSA weight. So, all for them. Just so let's see it happen.
That's the one thing. And tomorrow I plan on going and checking out the Icon just because they're actually the manufacturing facility is only about 45 minutes away from my house. So I kind of want to see what's going on there. They'll be in they're building the facility in Vacaville, California. But the Icon had to get a waiver for weight so it would you know – be legal and conform to all the regs. So this other aircraft, with all of the toys that they want to add to it, there's no way that they're going to make weight. So I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, maybe, you know, the fishing pole and the hammock is all part of the useful load. So,
yeah,
I mean, it doesn't have to be part of the actual airframe, I guess. But, yeah, it's an interesting plane. I'm trying to think of what else is here that I've seen.
The Vision Jet is here. I'm looking forward to going and seeing that. Cirrus.
Oh, the Cirrus? Yeah, they've had a couple of those. Actually, no, we saw them. I saw the footage, actually, of what we shot of the two of them coming in,
cool.
Which was kind of cool in formation. The Osprey here this year. I know Chris is really excited about that.
Those are cool planes. I got to see that at Luke Days, and that's an interesting plane to see fly.
Yeah, it hasn't crashed yet. I'm a little confused. But
I think they got that sorted out a few years ago, and the Marines thank the designers for that.
They've made a few design changes.
Yeah. That's been the running joke here.
More computers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Other than that, I can't think of too much that stands out. It's been a busy year this year for me, and I don't know. It's been fun.
Cool. So one of the next things we got to do after we hung out for a while, it got to be a little bit later in the day, and we started to get hungry. So we went to the famous Artie and Ed's, and I think just about anybody who's been to Oshkosh a few times has heard of Artie and Ed's or ate there at least. So we went over to Artie and Ed's and picked out and had some good lunch. And good thing we finished at the time we did, because then
the sky opened up.
Uh-huh.
See, to me, this is just normal. Yeah. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
So I know it's going to be hard to convey this over a podcast, but Artie and Ed's drive up, kind of, you know, drive your car up and they come out on roller skates and give you your food.
1947.
Yeah, that kind of thing. However, if you don't do that and you have big groups like we do, you have six tables with these metal umbrellas.
Yes, metal.
Metal. And they're out back. So it starts to rain. So we all kind of cuddle in under the umbrellas. And we're just like, oh, okay, you know, it's drizzling a little bit. And then it starts raining harder. And we get a little closer. And then it starts raining harder. And we're, like, standing on top of the, like, you know.
And then it starts raining sideways.
Stools now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the lightning.
Yeah.
Then the lightning.
It was time to leave.
No. After the lightning, then there was the hail.
Yeah, there was
that hurt. Hail. That hurt. Yeah,
they were literally standing on the concrete benches with their heads underneath the awning or the what do you call it, the umbrella piece. You know, I was like,
the metal lightning attracting umbrella of death.
Yeah,
I'm like John, is your car open? I'm making a run for it. And so we all just bailed to the car.
I mean, at that point we were already soaked, so we just said, you know what, that's it. We need to just get out of here.
So from there, we was going to head over to the UCAT party, but we decided, since that's typically...
Standing outside in the parking lot of the Super 8 motel didn't seem like such a great idea in a downpour.
Yeah, so we bailed on that, but come to find out, they just retreated under, like, a big...
A carport.
Carport awning thing, you know, at Super 8, and it continued on. So I kind of regret not making it by there, because that's been kind of the thing for the last several years. But after that, we came back to Camp Bacon.
Which lived up to its name.
Yes.
We had a nice bacon party.
We had a bacon party.
They cooked up 15 pounds of bacon.
Yeah. So this year, Mart, a.k.a. Air Pigs, brought a whole oven in his Chevy HHR.
A full range
that he's converted to propane. Propane gas. And so he's got this whole range that he's had in the back of his little car that he drove down here, pulled it out, and you should see the looks that people give when they go by the street and they're like, do you see that? They've got an oven outside. It's hilarious.
Camp Scholler is one of the places that I would expect to see something like a full range just sitting there attached to a propane bottle in the middle
lawn.
Of a field
on
the lawn.
So let me tell you, so that goes, tonight I was talking to somebody, and they told me about the casket of beer. Has anyone heard of this yet?
No.
All right, somewhere in this camp, whatever direction, there's a guy who has a whole casket filled with beer. And
yeah, this is Wisconsin.
Right, okay. And so his deal is you're allowed to take as many as you would like as long as the following year you bring some back from your area, from something that's local to you. And then there's some sort of inauguration when you get to do that, and some sort of...
The casket with the ice and the beer?
Yeah, I don't... he says some sort of beer prayer with you, I believe, I heard. So I'm not sure exactly what that is. And if I could bring beer on a Legion airline, maybe I'd be able to do that. But maybe next time. Maybe next year, when I get to fly in the Mooney down here, we could bring some local Arizona brewery. Anyways, that pretty much wraps up this quick cast for Thursday, and be on the lookout for the next few updates while we're here till Sunday. Until then,
see ya.
See ya.
Make left traffic. You're cleared for the option.